This is Digging Deeper, Daf Yud Zayin. Want to elaborate on a discussion I alluded to earlier this week about Los Sikrivu Legalos Erva. We had a machlokas on Omer Aleph between Rav Chista and Rav Pedas. The Rav Chista said that a person needed to distance themselves from a Beis Zonah Dalal Amos, and Rav Pedas said no, the only prohibition is Kreva Shel Gilui Arayas, Lo Asra Torah Ela Kreva Shel Gilui Arayos. And the question is, what does that mean? What is considered a kreva shel gilui arayos? Is that actual tashmish, which is the iser deoraisa, or lo asra Torah meant any closeness of gilui arayos, which means hugging and kissing would be asr mideoraisa as well? The Rambam writes in Hilchos Isuri Bia, Perachav Aleph, Halacha Aleph, that any type of kiruv basar seems to be a Isser and Isser D'oraisa, hugging and kissing, not just Tashmish. Whereas the Ramban argues and says, Lo Sikrivu Legalos Erva is referring to on a D'oraisa level, Tashmish. Anything else, hugging and kissing, then would be only an Isser D'rabanan. And based on that, the Beis Yosef dealt with the following question. What if he deals with it in and Paskins and Simon Kuf Tzadi Hei and Hilchos Nida. What if the husband is a doctor and needs to check the pulse or do some sort of surgery on his wife who's Anita? Is this permissible or not? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Imbaila Rofe Aser L'Masheish L'Hadefak. You can't. There's an Issa D'Oraisa. Issa D'Oraisa is Lo Sikrivu Legalos Erva. Any type of kreva is going to be biblically prohibited. Now, according to the Ramban, it would only be is an Isser D'Rabbanan, and perhaps it would be different, and perhaps it would be permissible. Why would it be permissible in this case? Well, we're dealing with a case of potential pikuach nefesh. So pikuach nefesh for an Isser D'Rabbanan, no problem. But when you're dealing with an Isser D'Oraisa, Abizrael Degile Arayos. Yarag Val Yavor. Even Bikuach Nefesh you can't, because it's Yarag Val Yavor. So it says the Beis Yosef, and the Shulchan Aruch codifies it, that according to the Rambam, this would be prohibited. You have to find somebody else to do it. But comes along the Shach, and the Shach says that the Beis Yosef is making a mistake. When the Ramban states that there's an Isser D'Oraisa for any type of Kiruv Basar, that's only done derech chiba. And it seems to be mistaber, perhaps in the language of the Rambam. He says, derech taiva v'nene b'kiruv basar. There's a benefit of the kiruv basar, that there's an enjoyment. But if someone's taking a pulse or someone's simply doing a surgery, that's not derech chiba. That's what a person does as part of their profession. And that shouldn't be asr d'oraisa. That would be us, or it might only be a derabanan, but then, as a result, for a pikuach nefesh, it would be permissible. But even more than that, the indication seems to be that if it isn't derachiba, then it would be possibly, we can argue that it's mutter. And that then begs the question, well, what about shaking hands with a woman, or vice versa? Can a man and a woman shake hands with each other? It happens in work environments all the time. As a firm Jew, we try to be strict. Lo sikrivu legalos erva. So according to the Rambam, potentially it could be an Isser D'Oraisa. According to the Ramban, it's an Isser D'Rabbanan. But perhaps we can argue that it's not derechiba. And if it's not derechiba, then perhaps it could be mutter, not just according to the Rambam, but even to the Ramban as well. But you could be mechalik and say that when the Shach spoke about derech chiba, he was talking about a case of, you know, being at the doctor, you know, surgery or prepping for surgery. That's very different than meeting somebody and shaking their hands. So even if you want to, maybe there are different levels of derech chiba, and in a doctor's office or in the surgery, so their derech chiba is out the window. But maybe derech chiba when shaking someone's hand at the office, it's not on the same level as giving someone a hug, but certainly could argue that it can be categorized as derechiba as well. And that is a big dispute Rav Moshe Feinstein was more strict on the matter. The general custom is to be lenient, that shaking hands with a woman is not a violation of either the Rambam or the Ramban, because it's not derech chiba. But again, it's always important to be careful, and perhaps if it is appropriate, and if you're comfortable, might be helpful to explain to others your position and your feelings on the matter, and perhaps there'll be more understanding. I just want to add that the Shach's explanation of the Beis Yosef isn't agreed upon by everyone, or the way he argues with the Beis Yosef isn't agreed. Obviously, the Beis Yosef argues with the Shach's understanding of the Rambam. But even more than that, the Beis Shmuel in Hilchos Eben Ezer, Simen Chaf, also says, "V'hashach hisik alag b'chinam." He also is not happy or thrilled with the Shach's approach that derech chiba is different than not derech chiba. So he also seems to take the same approach of the Shot Mechaber, that any form of touching would be an iser deraisa, and therefore there's reason to be strict in all of these cases. But again, being in America and being in this type of environment, which is a little different, being a handshake certainly is very different than any other form of closeness. There are grounds to be lenient in this case.